Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. In the world of soul music, there are hardly two more venerated names than Aretha Franklin and Sam Cooke. Both were children of Baptist preachers who both began their musical careers singing gospel. Cooke and Franklin are known for taking that gospel sound and transforming the world of rock and R&B. But each artist, at one point in their career, also interpreted the music of the Great American Songbook. And that's what we're exploring in this episode. Coming up, we'll hear Sam and Aretha sing the songs of Richard Rodgers, Irving Berlin, and more. It's The King and Queen of Soul Sing Standards, coming up next on Afterglow.
In my solitude, I'm filled with despair. No one could be so sad. I sit and I stare. There's gloom everywhere. I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying. Dear Lord up above, please send back my
Duke Ellington's Solitude from Aretha Franklin's 1962 Columbia release called Laughing on the Outside. This standard, Solitude, also became a signature tune for Billie Holiday. and when Sam Cooke released his Billie Holiday tribute album called Tribute to the Lady for the Keane label in 1959, he of course included this song.
In my solitude, you haunt me with memories of days gone by, and my solitude, you
Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we turn the spotlight on two soul legends, Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin, who each at one point in their career interpreted the standards of the Great American Songbook. Sam Cooke was 10 years older than Franklin, but their careers had very similar arcs. Cooke was from Chicago, Franklin from Detroit. Each grew up as the child of a Baptist preacher, singing gospel music in church. Cooke's professional music career started when he was a teenager, at age 19, after joining the hugely popular gospel group The Soul Stirrers as their new lead singer.
Jesus gave a water, I wanna let it pray.
Franklin recorded her first gospel record also while she was a teenager, at age 14. We'll start with Sam Cooke. Cooke officially crossed over, so to speak, from gospel to pop in 1957, signing with the Keane label and earning a hit with his song You Send Me. And even though he was a superstar in the youth pop market and the gospel circuit, Cooke's eye was clearly on the music of the Great American Songbook. He was following in the footsteps of his idols, Billy Eckstein and Nat King Cole, preferring to play at the Copacabana, which he did, rather than, say, on American Bandstand. Standards played a key role in Cooke's output for his entire career. And let's begin with a few tracks from Cooke's 1961 RCA Victor album called My Kind of Blues, an album that features mostly standards chosen by Cooke. We'll start with Rodgers and Hart's Little Girl Blue on Afterglow.
No use, old girl. You might as well surrender. Your hope is getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer up little girl blue? Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through. So sit there and count your little fingers. Unlucky little girl blue. Oh, sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew. All you can count is the raindrops that's falling on little girl blue. No use, old girl. You might as well surrender. Your hope
the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. And oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up old memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Oh, I miss that Saturday dance, but I heard they flooded the floor. I couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. So I thought I'd visit the club, but I only got as far as the door. Someone would have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Oh, 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 darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. Oh, but never, but never, but never, but nevertheless, now, why stir up old memories? Oh, I've been invited on dates, and I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully, awfully, awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. No, 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 that I don't. I just don't get around much anymore, anymore, no, anymore.
Branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep.
bend a willow and weep for me. Bend a willow and weep.
The Anne Ronell song, Willow Weep For Me, a standard done by everyone from Ella to Dinah Washington to June Christie, done there by Sam Cooke, from his 1963 album Mr. Soul, an album that was a mixture of pop tunes and standards. At the time, RCA Records wasn't sure how to market Cooke. He was showing success as a pop singer among teens, but Cooke also showed desire to create more adult-oriented pop in the style of Billy Eckstine or Frank Sinatra. Aretha Franklin's foray into the world of standards and traditional pop also comes from record executives unsure of how to market her. Most of us know Aretha Franklin's soulful songs for Atlantic Records from the late 1960s, songs like Respect or Chain of Fools. But before that, Franklin released 9 albums for Columbia Records over the course of 6 years, all of which were more in a jazz style. Franklin couldn't hide her gospel roots in her voice, which is why she shined so much in the R&B records for Atlantic. But she was such a versatile singer that while on Columbia, she can at times sound like Dinah Washington or even Sarah Vaughan, as she does on this next track. Here's Aretha Franklin with Misty on Afterglow.
Enough. sale. Who'd like to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Who will buy? Who'd like to sample my supply? Who'd like to climb the stairs? Who'd like to try my ways? Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, everything but true love. Love for sale. Advertising young love for sale. Who would like to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. I've been through the mill of love. Appetizing young, young love for
Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey? Over the shadows and the rain to a blossomed covered lane, and in your lonely flight, oh, haven't you heard music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Skylark, oh, I don't know if you can find these things. Oh, but my heart is riding on. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me?
Aretha Franklin with her own fantastic rendition of Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Skylark. That's originally from the album Laughing on the Outside. Before that, we heard Franklin doing her best Dinah Washington impression on Cole Porter's Love for Sale, and before that, doing her best Sarah Vaughan impression on Errol Garner's Misty. Both of those tracks are from the remastered reissue of her 1965 album Yeah for Columbia Records. We're exploring the music of two soul superstars, Aretha Franklin and Sam Cooke, on this show, looking at the times they each sang standards. I always find it fascinating to hear two artists interpret the same standard. The comparison allows you to really understand what makes each artist an individual. Let's do that now with the old Richard M. Jones standard called Trouble in Mind, a song sung in the past by Louis Armstrong, Nina Simone, and Dinah Washington. Sam Cooke's version is classic Cooke from this era, a light swing, his gorgeous tenor vocals effortlessly gliding through the tune with those typical Sam Cooke ornaments. The cheerfulness in his voice really emphasizes the optimism in the song, making you believe that the sun is truly going to shine in his back door someday. Aretha Franklin, on the other hand, is in full preacher mode in her version, turning it into a raucous gospel revival number. First, here's Sam Cooke with Trouble in Mind on Afterglow.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. I know the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Oh, I got that trouble in mind, that's true. I have almost lost my mind. Oh, life ain't worth living. Sometimes I feel like dying. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line. Oh, let that 210 train ease my troubling mind. Meanwhile, I got that trouble in mind, and I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. Oh, I know the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. If things don't get better, I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna take my old rocking chair. Oh, and if those blues overtake me, I'm gonna rock on away from here. But now I got to suffer with that trouble in mind, and I'm blue, but I know the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm not worried about it. I know that the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. And oh, I know that sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
True.
wheelchair. And if the blues don't get me, I'm gonna rock on away from me. Talking about I'm troubled in mind. Oh, yes, I'm blue. I have almost lost my mind. Never had so much trouble in my life before.
Two versions of the old blues standard, Trouble in Mind, by Aretha Franklin and Sam Cooke. We'll hear more standards from both of these artists after a quick break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
When we used to say goodnight, I'd always kiss and hold you tight. But lately you don't seem to care. You close the door and leave me standing there. Oh, honey, that's not fair. That's it. I quit. I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date and you showed up 2 hours late. And though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it. Honey, I quit. I'm moving on.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. So far this hour, we've been looking at standards from the Great American Songbook as performed by two soul legends, Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin. Franklin recorded most of her standards while signed to the Columbia label in the early 1960s. Evidently, before she signed to Columbia, Sam Cooke, of all people, was fighting to get her to sign to his label, RCA. But the legendary A&R man for Columbia, John Hammond, was able to entice her. After all, Hammond was the same man who discovered Billie Holiday, and he wanted to market Aretha as the next jazz sensation. One of Franklin's records for Columbia was a tribute record to her idol, Dinah Washington, soon after Washington passed away. This record, called Unforgettable, featured Franklin performing many of Washington's signature songs, and it's some of her best work for Columbia. We'll listen to a few of those songs now, starting with Aretha's soulful version of Washington's Grammy Award-winning hit single, What a Difference a Day Makes, on Afterglow.
What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours. Brought the sun and the flowers where they used to be rain. My yesterdays were today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely, lonely, lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference! What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above, they might be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, oh, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on the menu. What a difference day makes. Well, I know the difference in you. The difference is you. I'm having a few and I'm wishing that you are here. Well, I'm making the rounds, making the rounds, setting them up for total strangers. Let me tell you, I'm just being a fool. Hoping that you. Sure, I know I can
I can borrow a smoke. Why, I can sit here all night and tell jokers some jokes. But who's gonna laugh? Who's gonna laugh at my broken heart? Oh, when you left me, and I'm trying to get home with nothing but a memory. Memory, turn it back, and it just one more time. I'm trying to, really, I'm trying to make it home. Seagrams and just a memory.
Aretha Franklin doing two songs made popular by Dinah Washington. We just heard the Johnny Mercer tune, Drinking Again. Before that, the standard What a Difference a Day Makes, both from Franklin's 1964 album Unforgettable, a tribute to Dinah Washington. We're listening this hour to standards performed by two of the biggest names in soul music. And we'll hear some more now from Sam Cooke, from his 1963 album Mr. Soul. In just a moment, we'll hear Cooke's take on These Foolish Things, a song that was recorded all the way back in 1936 by both Benny Goodman and Billie Holiday. But first, let's hear Cooke doing a song first made famous by Julie London in 1955. Here's Cooke with Cry Me a River on Afterglow.
Now you say you're lonely, you cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry, cry me a river, 'cause I cried a river over you. Come on in. Cry me a river, cry, cry, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
a cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tickling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. Yeah, the winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Let me tell you, first daffodils and long excited cables and candlelights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. Oh, these foolish things remind me of you. Yeah, yeah. The park at evening and the scent of the roses, and waiters whistling as the last bar closes, and oh, a beauty that is springs. These foolish things remind me of you, and how strange, how sweet to find you still. The sigh of midnight trains and empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations, and oh, how the ghost of you clings, clings, clings. These foolish things remind me of you. These foolish things remind me of you.
From the 1963 RCA album Mr. Soul, we just heard Sam Cooke with two standards, These Foolish Things, and before that, Cry Me a River. Let's close off tonight's show with two more well-known standards, one each from Aretha Franklin and Sam Cooke. We'll start with a standard from 1932 that was transformed in 1966 by another soul legend, Mr. Otis Redding. The song Try a Little Tenderness also has the distinction of being a song Aretha Franklin performed on her very first appearance on American Bandstand. Here's Aretha Franklin's tender and moving version of Try a Little Tenderness from the album The Tender, The Moving, The Swinging, Aretha Franklin, here on Afterglow.
Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress, but to one who who's weary, try a little, try a little tenderness. Oh, I may be waiting, just anticipating all of the things I may never possess. But while I'm waiting, try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental, but I wanna say that I've had my griefs, oh, and I've had my cares, and just a good word, soft and gentle, makes it easier to bear. Now I might forget it, oh, but don't let me forget it. Love's all my whole happiness. And it's so easy. Try a little, oh, try a little tenderness.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, oh, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There 'neath the light of the we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found at the break of dawn that you and the song were gone, but the melody lingered on. Ah. Yeah, but the melody lingers on. Now you and the song are gone, my love, but the melody lingers on, my love. Ha. Oh, and the melody seems to say, now summer will surely pass away. Grab your happiness now while you may. There 'neath the light of the moon, oh, we sang a love song ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found at the break of dawn that you and the song were gone, but the melody lingered on.
Irving Berlin's The Song Is Ended, performed by Sam Cooke. Before that, Aretha Franklin with Try a Little Tenderness. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and is produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. The playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and music from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.